President Obama spoke to a hand-picked crowd of 800 people or so near Cleveland.
My most urgent task was to stop a financial meltdown and prevent this recession from becoming a second depression. In Ohio, we have done that. The economy is growing again. The financial markets have stabilized. The private sector has created jobs for the last 8 months in a row.
Among his speech, he also proposed $180 billion in new business tax breaks and infrastructure spending. That's all with the aim of getting businesses hiring again and, of course, the long-term goal of stimulating the economy. It was his second speech on the economy this week. We can expect more in the future. But
he's on message here.
He is. And
he's right about the creating jobs for the last 8 months in a row. It's a small number each month, but does this message stick? I think is really the key.
Well, and that's what we're going to ask our next two guests. Joining us from Kent, Ohio, to talk about Ohio's reaction to the president's speech and his proposals, we have M.L. Schulze, the news director for WKSU Public Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
And in studio with us is Jim Nocte, a host of BBC Radio's Today Show. He's been covering American politics for 30 years, just back from Kentucky, I hear.
And other places, yes. Quite startling stuff.
Well, let me start with you, ML. Did you get a reaction from the people who attended the speech or from people in the region around Cleveland to what the president proposed?
Well, he was preaching to the converted, no question about that, while he was at Cuyahoga County Community College. He was saying the things that the base wants to hear. Number one, he's going to come out fighting. He's done the things that he needs to do that we're midstream right now, and that any reversal of the political fortunes will have a very real impact on the attempt to get Ohio and other states to recover.
Well, Ohio, as we know, is part of a section of the country that was very hard hit by the recession, extremely high unemployment. The manufacturing industry took a dive. Is the economy doing better in Ohio, and is it going to help or hurt the president and his party come the midterms?
The economy is doing better, and it doesn't matter, because there still is an unemployment rate that tops 10%. In some ways, that's actually a good thing, because for years, our unemployment rate has outstripped the national rate by a significant amount. Now that gap is a lot closer. But you still have 85% of the people in the state know somebody personally who's been laid off. And even those who have jobs, which is 9 out of 10 people who are in the labor market, they have this reservation in the back of their head, will I have a job tomorrow? And that stops them from buying cars, that stops them from buying new homes, that stops them from buying new television sets.
Well, or perhaps that message and that reality is in the front of their head for sure. M.L. Schulze, news director at WKSU in Northeast Ohio, Kent State University, if I'm not mistaken, right, ML?
Absolutely.
So, Jim Nocte, what do you think is going on here? The immediate realities of the economy drowns out whatever message the president is trying to get out, which says we're making improvement.
Well, the immediate reality is something that is lost, and I think in two ways, John, because you're right that, you know, when you look at people who know someone who's unemployed, then the figures don't really mean very much in political terms. There's something else as well, I think, which is that for an outsider coming here in this political season, it's impossible to miss the depth of the anger. Some of it, of course, directly at the president, but a lot of it much more inchoate and based on all kinds of worries. And I think it leads people like me to conclude two things. One, that the whole Tea Party phenomenon, strange though it is, mixed up, factionalized, very hard to get a grip on in some parts of the country, is a genuine wildfire. There's something going on out there that is extraordinary. And the second thing is, and I think this was true in the 2008 campaign as an undercurrent, there are more and more people who have come to the conclusion that they can no longer be confident that the America that their children inherit is going to be a better off one than it was. And they had obviously all grown up with the idea that that was a given, that was a fact, that was the way the world worked. And I think what that means for people like me coming, knowing the country quite well and coming fairly regularly, is that there's an enormous sense of uncertainty about where this goes. And the people I've been talking to, in the streets, but also, if you like, intellectuals or social commentators on the right and the left, all argue that this kind of culture war, because as we know, the political arguments become a deeper culture war, is one whose course is really uncertain. It's all up for grabs. And I think for non-Americans coming in and looking at it. That's the really fascinating thing. I mean, clearly November is going to be very important and very interesting and probably quite dramatic. But it's what kind of America the next generation gets. Does it tilt in a socially conservative direction? And, you know, if you like, does the Tea Party message take hold, or does it revert to something much more familiar? And I don't think there's an answer to that question. I don't think there's an answer here. There certainly isn't for outsiders looking
in. We may not even get an answer to that in November. ML, let me go back to you real quickly, because there have been comments made that the president is coming to this too late, that he had a message to give and now, a month before the midterms, is tardy. And I'm wondering, was there a moment in Ohio when the president could have taken advantage of? Was there a moment when the anger that you talk about, the frustration among residents of your state, were more receptive to the president?
Well, the one indication of that would be the polls. We have a Democratic governor who's up for re-election. We have an open Senate seat that, until about a month ago, was still regarded as pretty much a toss-up, especially the gubernatorial race. And in the last month, we've really seen the figures start to separate. Governor Strickland is facing, right now, he's down in the polls. It's the kind of thing that, come midsummer, I think the White House and I think a lot of political advisors were thinking, well, people don't tune in until after Labor Day, we can relax a little bit. We don't need to really press the political part of the message. And some of the folks around here are saying, no, with early voting now and with the tone of things, that the White House needed to get involved in the partisan political level a lot sooner.
Well, ML, do you think that, as Jim was saying, this is kind of a roulette wheel, that we really don't know the direction? We may see the poll numbers moving around. We may get a sense of this wildfire, but the direction is really unclear in Ohio.
Yeah, it is unclear. What is clear is that the Republican base is motivated. They're going to vote. What is not clear is that the Democratic base you have the teachers' unions who are a little ticked off at the president right now. You have some of the other unions who are a little uncertain of where things are going. So that base is a lot less certain. And then there's always the question, of course, of the swing voters, and Ohio is notorious for having them.
You're notorious for certain. ML Schultze, a news director for WKSU in Northeast Ohio, and Jim Nachty, hosted the BBC's radio show Today. Thanks so much to both of you.
Fascinating.